live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and someone who has just been followed by Cinnabon on Twitter, me, James Campbell.
How long do you wait until you send the DM for the first, like, give me some free stuff?
Well, I'm kind of waiting to feel it out, but luckily what happened was Dr. Disrespect tweeted out a map for his new arena, the arena map for Rogue Company, right? I took a look at that thing. To me, it looks like a mall food court.
It really does.
Doesn't it? 100%, thank you.
Yeah.
So I saw that. I retweeted it with the comment saying, hey, it looks like a mall food court. Where's the Cinnabon going? Next thing you know, they're following me on Twitter.
Work that angle. Yeah. Work it.
So once I get some free Cinnabons, I'm going to hook you guys up.
We'll have Fat James on our show.
Oh, yeah.
So
Fat James.
We'll eat a ton of them.
More Cinnabons. Did a professional esports player's mom get busted talking trash online? We'll let you know which player might need to take away his mom's Twitter in just a bit, because Fortnite has gone to war with Apple and Google. We'll get things started talking about the conflict between these three tech giants. Now, it's been a crazy week for the tech giants Apple, Google, and Epic Games, the gaming developer behind the world's most popular games like Fortnite. Well, in a recent filing, Epic Games filed a lawsuit against Apple after Apple had announced they were going to pull the Fortnite game from the Apple Store. Then not long after that, Google announced they're going to be pulling Fortnite out of the Google Play Store too. So both Apple and Google are claiming that Epic Games violated some kind of a policy. Weird Beard, this sounds like a real mess. Can you kind of help explain what's going on here?
So what's happening is companies are currently going to war with Apple and Google, and it's because they essentially own their App Store, which is the thing that houses any application or any data that's going to be going through there. The first volley that was landed actually came through on Epic's side, to where they gave you an in-game offer. You can either buy V-Bucks for $7.99, or you can go and make the purchase through the App Store, which is usually how most people would do it on the mobile, for $9.99, because Apple charges that little upcharge to say, hey, we're giving you this service.
So the price is already inflated if you're going through the Apple Store to reflect the percentage that they're kind of taking off the top from Epic.
Correct.
What prompted this on Epic's side? Like, why is this just now coming out?
I don't think anything particular happened. I think really what started it all off was what we talked about last week with the xCloud, with so many people currently mad at how stringent the App Store is. For many years, it's been speculated about how they essentially have a monopoly, right? Like, if you want to be able to have an app on the App Store, Apple could say, well, you got to do it while standing on your head, and that's the only way we'll allow your app in there. Like, they control all the levers of power for it. So now that Fortnite went and cut that, right, they said, hey, we're not going to charge you those extra $2.99 or $2 or whatever it is. Apple has it in their bylaws of their app saying that the only way you can encourage people to make a purchase is to make it through the App Store. You are not allowed to force people or allow people to make purchases in, like, by directing them off-site.
So they're saying,
like,
don't tell the people there's a secret way to save money by going through your store. Send them straight to the Apple Store.
Yes.
Well, and this has only recently been able to be something that you could do with the introduction of crossplay.
That's really the thing that made this such a trap for Apple, because people would be able to purchase these V-Bucks on their mobile phone and then use them on the computer or use them on their PS4 or whatever like that. So Apple is essentially saying, we are going to charge more for a currency for something that is a different price in all the other places. It's only more expensive on our one platform.
So hold on. Let me make sure I get this straight then. So Epic's like, hey, you guys want to buy these V-Bucks? You can buy them here, or you can get them cheaper by buying them somewhere else. And Apple and Google's response to that was, well, if you're going to tell people they can do that, we don't want none of it. And they just took the game off the App Store completely.
Yes. And the big thing is like, you're still able to play Fortnite on a mobile phone right now. You haven't lost that ability. But once they introduce an update in another 2 weeks or whatever like that, the game won't be able to connect to the servers.
So if you currently have it, you're still able to play it.
For now.
You won't be able to update it. And if you don't have it, you won't be able to download it.
Correct. Okay. And so, again, this is all legal mumbo jumbo over, like, what to us, we're like, $2, what is that? But on the scale of what Epic is doing.
Obviously.
You know what I mean? Like, when you have $2 billion $2 that you're making, $2 every time is a big deal. So they're fighting over, because again, like the same way that Steam moved away from actually making games and they just collect transaction
fees. Now they're just a store.
Yeah. That's how Apple sees their app store. They don't make anything on there. They just say we charge people for the ability to be in the marketplace.
All right. So there's some background on what's going on between the three tech giants, Apple, Google, and Epic Games. We're going to talk a little bit more on the topic specifically. Like, what does this situation mean for gamers? But first, it's time for this.
Time is up! Oh my god!
Checkpoint XP's Close Shave. Watch it at checkpointxp.com.
This week, our Close Shave takes us to the Overwatch League. The Florida Mayhem were taking on the rookie squad of the Los Angeles Valiants, and were already up two maps and going for a match point. The Valiant managed to swing momentum back in their favor, winning map 3 by 1 point. Then they won map 4 by 1 point. The Valiant would complete the reverse sweep and take the win 3-2.
Over the top from Gargoyle, takes down PSP, and the pressure onto the Ash
Gravy, though Dreamer
in the back, another two, the Valiant on the verge of flipping it, McGravy rolling around on the ball, the Valiant continue, they flip the point, and now it's a Mayhem in danger, Dreamer, Fate, both down, Winston's out of the fight, but the Valiant in control, overtime in progress, McGravy with two in the back, the Valiant, they end it here, and now the reverse sweep is complete.
Congrats to the LA Valiant on completing that reverse sweep and defeating the Florida Mayhem. Now remember, if you ever miss a Close Shave of the Week, you can always find them posted over at checkpointxp.com.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to checkpointxp.com to get in the game.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're just talking about the legal battle going on between the three tech giants, Apple, Google, and Epic Games. And we've given you pretty much all the background on the situation. Now we want to discuss what this actually means for gamers. Weirdbeard, what's your take on the situation?
Well, let's go 5,000 feet. It's a bunch of legal stuff that doesn't directly impact anything that anybody in this room or even players of Fortnite
But Epic is technically, like people who play on, you know, an Apple device or a Google device, they've essentially said, hey, there's a cheaper way to get your V-Bucks, so... That sounds like a win to me on the consumer side.
Maybe, but it's still like they're still ginormous companies. Epic has leaked information of their players many times. They are not good guys, right? Like, they are just bad guys getting more money, fighting the other techno giant Apple and Google to get more money from them, too. Like, I don't think that this is going to, they're not going to lower the cost, right? Like, we may see a reduction of that $2. It's still the price you were paying everywhere else. So, yes, it's nice to mobile game players, but I don't doubt that once Epic has full control over how much they can charge across all platforms, that we don't see it go up even
more. Technically,
they're
only really saving until the game gets an update, right? Because if you have it now, you're fine, but once they update it, it's gone.
Yeah,
but this also makes Google and Apple look like the bad guys because they're the ones who took the game off the phone to begin with.
It looks like they're the bad guys.
But they don't care. Do you think Tim Cook is sitting back for Apple being like, oh man, those Fortnite boys, they're pretty mad right now.
Well, I kind of feel like Apple should be concerned because of the amount of players in Fortnite. There's a potential audience or a potential consumer
Millions.
That they're not going to be able
Millions.
To reach. But at the same time, I feel like Epic doesn't need them. Mm-hmm. Epic doesn't need Apple. Epic doesn't need Google. They have enough players already playing the game, already dropping money on skins, dropping money on the V-Bucks that, what do they care? Cool.
It would suck if you lost like Fortnite Mobile or PUBG Mobile or any of the, you know, mobile games. Do you think Fortnite would decrease in popularity, honestly, if they didn't have the mobile side of it?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think people are playing it on PC and they're playing it on the consoles more so than the phone.
It's also... I think overall it's less about Fortnite itself, because if Epic succeeds in this, right, if Apple and Google decide, all right, fine, you know what, we'll renegotiate, it won't be the 30% flat cut that we normally take, you know, we'll do something different, that then opens the floodgates for all of the other developers and apps
precedent.
On the store.
Yeah.
So they can't give in, no matter how lucrative or how big Epic and Fortnite might be on their platform. If they give in, it's over.
But that's why Epic isn't the good guy here. They didn't do this because of benevolence. They didn't feel like, oh man, we got to stick up for our player base. They know that it would put Apple against the ropes. They were already in trouble with.
But isn't that good for the rest of the tech scene. Sure, sure. Look, Epic, you're right. They're already multi-billionaire whatever. You know, they have Tencent behind them, right? But if this makes the app stores both on Google and on Apple, you know, a bit better for, you know, the small-time developers that are in their basement trying to come up with an app to make themselves money or, you know, put themselves on the board. If it makes it better for the small-time developers,
they have a little more room for negotiation.
Isn't that a win?
To just bow down to whatever the mighty Apple and with the mighty Google
place. That would be a win, wouldn't it?
I mean, yeah, I guess it would be a win. It's hard for me to declare a winner, like, if somebody's the, like, who we should be rooting for on this. I don't think I feel either way. If I had to root for somebody, I'd root for the people that are paying less now because they're mobile gamers. But they could be screwed another 2 weeks if, you know, the Epic doesn't figure this out. They don't get the game anymore.
All right, so obviously we know, I think, what Epic wants out of it, right? Mm-hmm. But Epic's also losing money if the game comes off the app stores, right? Because not everybody has a PC, not everyone has a console.
True.
So if it ends up coming out, this lawsuit, you know, ends up going through and, you know, they rule in the favor of Apple and Google and they're like, nope, look, if you want to be on their platform, you got to play by their rules. If you're Epic, do you then resubmit to the rules and like, all right, you know, we'll take it out, we'll put it back on, we'll let everything go back to the way it was?
Like, our plan has been foiled.
Yeah.
Our plan's foiled. Oh, no. They figured it out.
Or do you just go, all right, you know what? We don't need mobile for the game anymore because everyone's losing out on money at that point.
Yeah, I feel like at that point, you got to abide by the rules. You got to put your game back in the store and keep collecting all that money. You know, you poked the bear and you lost.
You tried.
You know?
Yep.
You gave it gave it the old college try and they shut you down.
I mean, we got to remember, like, yes, Epic is a very large company. They have a lot of money behind them. You know what company has more money than most countries in the world?
Is it Apple?
Apple and Google. Like, they together own everything. So, yeah, like, you can piss them off, but are they really the people that you want to piss off, like, long term?
They're probably better allies than they are enemies.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you can even see it in the fact that Epic rolled out an entire campaign, like an ad campaign.
They had that ready, by the way.
They knew what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So this is like premeditated chess. So while we saw them the actual app off their stores and everything like that, I don't think that's the last thing that Apple and Google are able to do.
Has the last big name streamer from Mixer found a new streaming home?
Thank God.
We'll let you know who else recently popped up on Twitch in just a bit, because ahead next, a professional esports player's mom, their actual mom, got busted running her mouth online.
Ooh.
Yeah, so who needs to get their mom's Twitter password changed? We'll let you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Next on Checkpoint XP.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. You're listening to me, James Campbell, as well as Weird Beard. And when he's not breaking in his new mattress with his significant other, he's hosting online meet and greets with the Houston Outlaws, Mr. Robbie Landis.
Yeah, no, that was actually a lot of fun. It was a private thing.
Wait, hold on, what was a lot of fun?
Well, we haven't got the mattress yet, so we'll get to that one eventually. But the online meet and greet with the Outlaws, 10 winners had basically been chosen to do like this, you know, this just private, you know, kind of meet and talk with the Outlaws that I got to kind of MC and, you know, ask questions and stuff. No different than the ones that I've done before, you know, back when we were actually doing, like, during the season, when we'd have, like, panels and stuff like that. But it was a lot of fun.
Any
like
highlights from the meet and greet?
Or the mattress breaking in, I guess you could choose.
We haven't got the mattress yet. Oh, my God.
Oh, the mattress breaking in comes in a little bit later.
You're the worst.
Former CSGO player, now turned Valorant player, Hiko, found himself in a bit of an embarrassing scenario when his mom started tweeting about his current team, the 100 Thieves. Weirdbeard, what's going on with Hiko's mom?
So, Hiko's mom is got it going on.
From the sounds of it, she doesn't. No.
All I know is I'm in love with Hiko's mom. Well, not really.
So, Hiko's mom, Hiko was on 100 Thieves, right? A huge esports organization. They're massive. And
legacy brand.
Yes. Yeah. And Hiko is a legacy Counter-Strike player. So he retired. He's now made the move to Valorant. And when they signed him as team captain, they said, hey, Hiko, you're great. You get to pick out all the people that are going to be on your team.
And then, hold on, did they give him four players from PUBG?
Yes.
Oh, so Hiko's the guy that got the four PUBG players.
Which, by the way, a Battle Royale game, like, sure, they're both, like, you know, first-person shooters. Well, actually, one's third-person shooter. But anyway, like, the skills from PUBG do not directly translate to Valorant at all.
Yeah, and so what really has happened is it's now been Hiko versus five other players every single game.
Because his PUBG dudes just get wasted.
He's got to carry all the PUBG players.
Absolutely. And the tournaments just haven't gone his way whatsoever. So they got skunked again this past weekend in a big tournament. And so somebody under the name LauraLou248 tweeted at Hiko and said, wow, Hiko is a great player. He's only as good as his team allows. Changes need to be made at 100 Thieves. Now, normally, you get
That's
tweets
fine.
Like that all
sure.
the time.
It makes sense, too. They did need to be changed.
Yes, our friends over at Esports Talk, a channel over on YouTube, did some digging. And earlier in the year, LauraLou248 had also tweeted at Hiko, happy birthday to the greatest son that has ever existed. I love you so much. You're wonderful. So,
oh no,
busted.
Now, this story ran, and it ran everywhere, all because they picked it up on that. And then later on, actually on Friday of this week, Hiko's mom was on Hiko's stream. Let's take a listen to that real quick.
That YouTube guy.
What YouTube guy?
That idiot guy.
What idiot guy?
The guy that took your tweet?
Yes.
I don't know. His name is like Jake or something.
Jake Lucky.
Yeah.
It's a stripper name. And second of all,
sick
he
burn,
took
Mom.
My tweet and he changed and he added words.
I don't think he did that, Mother. I think he screenshotted it.
I think he screenshotted it, too.
And there was one word missing. One word, and he made a big stink out of it. He's on my you-know-what list.
Uh-oh.
Not what Mom's you-know-what what? List. I don't know what.
Oh, you do.
Okay, somebody clip it and send it to Jake Lucky, whatever his name is, dude.
Jake Lucky.
You won't read this, I will.
Stripper.
Jake Lucky the stripper.
What's his real name?
Jake Lucky, bro. Jake Loser. Wow.
Jake Unlucky. Okay.
Oh, wow. Sick okay, well, burn.
Mama's on a roll.
You've made an enemy, Jake Lucky, or wherever you are out there.
You know.
Now, what would your parents say if you guys were on a team that was underperforming? Would you have a parent that would tweet in and say, they suck, fire them all?
Hold on, am I still getting paid despite, you know, losing all the time?
Not as much, but yeah.
All right, if I'm still getting paid, I think my parents are still pretty impressed I'm being paid to play video games.
Okay.
Yeah, same here. I think my mom and dad would be like, you're getting paid to... You're getting paid to play the Nintendo?
In fact, they'd be like, you're losing and they're still paying you? Yeah.
What's wrong with those guys?
I'll tell you, I know for a fact. So my mom is a wonderful lady. She's very, like, level-headed.
I did get the vibe from this, that same vibe, like, when you're in school and, like, there's a bully making fun of you. Like, from then on until forever.
Doesn't matter.
Your mom, yeah, that doesn't. You can make friends with them eventually. Your mom's always going to remember. They're never going to forgive.
See, because I wrestled in high school and everything, my mom was the crazy mom who was down there screaming, like, cut his head off!
Oh, you had the sports booster mom?
Yeah! We just got the mom, you got to have the escort out of the gymnasium with security.
I will say, though, do you think it's inappropriate for sports reporters or esports reporters to pull tweets that parents send?
Inappropriate? No, I think it's fair game.
Exactly.
It's part of the job.
Absolutely.
I think it's amazing that esports is finally at this point in the world.
I don't understand why Hiko's mom is trying to hide it, because especially on the Overwatch League side, there's tons of moms who are, like, involved. You know, there's Lynxer's mom, Dante's mom. Like, that's their actual, like, Twitter handle.
Nice.
And you know, they're supporting the team, which is great to see. I love to be, you know, to see it. But, yeah, trying to, like, you know, be all, like, on the down low and, like, you know, a Twitter spy. Like,
yeah, super secretive.
Come on.
It's shadier that she didn't even put it in her name or anything and acted like she didn't know him.
Mm-hmm.
From the high highs, an absolute monster, to the low lows. Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio?
All right, we're going to get things started this week with a nailed it and failed it with somebody who nailed it. You want to talk about a headline most people who don't follow esports would be surprised to read? Canadian esports org Luminosity Gaming have made an interesting signing by bringing on the number one quadriplegic gamer in the world to join their roster, and that's Rocky Nohands, also known as Rocky...
Stoutenberg.
Rocky Stoutenberg is being brought into the esports org as a content creator, but don't be fooled, Call of Duty isn't the only thing this guy's been killing it in. He holds two world records in Fortnite for most kills and most wins using his mouth. All right, well, congratulations to Rocky Nohands for being our Nailed It this week. Make sure you tune in next hour to find out who failed it in this week's Nailed It and Failed It.
Checkpoint XP, your home for competition. Online at checkpointxp.com.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're just talking about 100 Thieves, and before they blew up their Valorant team, that they were looked on as a bottom feeder team. Now, this is a very common thing in esports that you don't traditionally see in regular sports.
Oh, it happens all the times in esports, and it's so terrible to see, too. You know, you have a team that's underperforming for an extended period of time. The Florida Mayhem in the past three seasons, I think, have probably redone their roster three or four times, but they look at it and they go, you know what, these guys aren't working, let's get rid of them and bring in an entirely new roster of people. And in fact, speaking of 100 Thieves, Nadeshot was actually on stream and talked about, you know, some of the thinking behind, you know, what happened with his team and why they did the sort of redesign of their roster.
I don't think people really understand the position that 100 Thieves is in esports, right? Because it's one thing to say that our teams aren't playing well. I agree with that. For the most part, we have not found a ton of success in esports besides our Call of Duty team. We're not going to live in the past, though. We're going to talk about the future, right? Because we signed a new Valorant team. They're not performing. Our CSGO team has shown glimpses of greatness, but haven't rose to the occasion yet in the way that we'd like them to. Our League of Legends team has obviously been very turbulent in the results that we've seen. And what hurts me the most is people on our subreddit think that I don't care, right? I spent a decade competing myself. I hate losing. Can hate losing.
Yeah, so we actually have Checkpoint XP producer Callie here with us, who follows a lot more traditional sports than I think we here at Checkpoint XP do. And it's, there's such a difference, right, between the traditional sports world and the esports world, because in the traditional sports world, you have teams that consistently sit at the bottom of the leagues, and they don't just go and completely redo their entire roster. Why do you think there's such a difference between these two scenes?
Well, I think the biggest difference is you can't just on a moment's notice, you know, blow it up and start over in traditional sports. So many traditional sports build through the draft. You have to sign your players year over year, and the leagues are designed that way, right?
Players associations also protect player interests.
Correct. They certainly do. But you start, if you have a bad season, you draft high typically. If you have a good season, you draft low. That's draft, just kind of the way it works. And, you know, teams that build through free agency, looking at you, teams like the Detroit Lions, seldom work. Those are the teams that tend to struggle because you can't save, you know, you only have so much money under the salary cap. And these are all things that don't exist yet in esports, right? There is no salary cap on a League of Legends team or on an Overwatch League team yet. There is no draft to bring new players in a kind of a fair and equitable way. It's just about what players can you scout. In esports, you can still nuke your roster and go find five more players off the ladder. You can't do that in traditional sports.
So is that just, you know, just the world of esports? Like, is that just what we have to live with going forward? Yeah, or should we try to move towards a system that, at least from the way that I look at it, that protects the players a little bit more?
My question, in addition to that, is, like, how long do you give them? Because, like, how in traditional sports, you may give them, like, 5-6 years.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're also, in traditional sports, you're not dependent on winning to make money.
Yeah. True, you make money regardless. People still show up and watch the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, whereas in esports, if you're not taken, depending on which one you're in, like Overwatch League is working towards a profit-sharing model. But if you're in like the tournament circuit, if you're not winning tournaments, you're not getting money. Money's not coming in.
Callie, do you think that it's like, is it healthy for the sport to be able to, or esports to be able to turn over this quickly? Or should it slow down way more like traditional sports?
I think it's natural given that, you know, esports athletes have such short careers, right, compared to other sports. So it's normal, but it does need to move away from that. Like, right now, there's going to come a time where people are going to say, is it really worth it to try to become an esports athlete for a two-year career where I have to scrim all the time, and as soon as I start screwing up, they're just going to replace me with someone else? You do need some level of guarantee in your contract. And we've started to see that. You've got some players in League of Legends who have two-year contracts now. We're getting there. But it's going to be a long time, I think, before we start seeing things like the NFL where you might sign for 4 years.
And you're guaranteed that money even if you end up getting, you know, hurt and you're on the bench?
Yeah, you're guaranteed a portion of it. If don't get me wrong, the NFL isn't great either because they can cut you at any time. They just have to take a penalty to do it. But, like, baseball, whatever you sign for, you're getting that money. If you don't play another game, they still have to pay you every dime. So
Cyberpunk 2077 is still one of the most anticipated releases of 2020, and they gave fans a little taste of what's to come. What exactly do they show us? We'll let you know in just a bit, because ahead next, has the last big-name streamer from Mixer finally found a new streaming home? We'll let you know who recently popped up on Twitch when Checkpoint XP returns.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with Continuous Esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with Continuous Esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. I'm James Campbell. Along with me is Robbie Landis, and the one member of Checkpoint XP with plans to go pro in Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout. Weird beard.
You know what game is the one that I see the most people complaining about that I'm really good? It's the Hexagon Fall, where there's like layers of these things that once you stand on
I've
it...
I've only got to play that once.
See?
One time.
I will tell you, from having a kid, this game is designed for me. I come in and just beat people up after playing Mario Party for months and months and months straight.
Well,
I don't care.
I'm glad you finally found the game that you're good at.
The one. I'm the Fall Guy's assassin.
Oh, I like it. Because you're probably much better than what I am. Because yeah. I can't beat the Seesaw level. Last month, we discussed the streaming platform Mixer shutting down and folding into Facebook Gaming. Now, one of the big names affected by that was Ninja. And if you recall, he actually turned down a $60 million deal to stream exclusively on the new Facebook Gaming platform. Well, the other big name, Mixer Refugee, that was under contract during the shutdown was Shroud. Now, it looks like he may have found a new home. Weirdbeard, do we know where Shroud's going to be calling home?
Yes, he's returning back home to Twitch.
Okay.
And so the way that Shroud is approaching this, right, is he has officially announced that he is becoming a Twitch partner again. So he is back to streaming exclusively on Twitch, and you know it because...
Now, do we know if he's actually been given, like, a Twitch contract?
No.
Okay, he's partnered with them in the same way that, you know, the Checkpoint XP Twitch chat is technically partnered.
Or any other average Joe who right. reached a partner status will be partnered.
If at any point Shroud wanted to go somewhere else, he could... But I think Twitch is
so
the
when
place
I launch
for
my
him.
New streaming platform and I call Shroud up, he's going to come over and help me make it big time.
It's
he can do that.
Now, here's the thing. For people who aren't familiar with being a Twitch partner, when you're a Twitch partner, it means that you can only stream at one time to Twitch, mm-hmm. right? Like, you can't stream and also have it go to your Facebook and have it go to YouTube. Like, you're stuck being
that content
just on Twitch.
Has to live on Twitch for a certain amount of time.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so, like, so by doing that, right, he acknowledges that obviously Twitch is going to be his home,
sure.
where he's making his
bread.
In
fact, the little trailer that he put out, that was sort of the big branding was, I'm coming home.
Yeah, and again, Shroud beat Dr. Disrespect on his return.
This is the thing that
whoa, really?
This is the
yes.
thing that surprised me the most. Yeah, 516,000 concurrent viewers.
And not only that, but he held the viewers for longer. He had people dropping in and giving. He made more money off of donations and subs than Dr. Disrespect.
You're kidding, really?
No, for real.
The reason this surprised me the most is because I think that between Ninja and Dr. Disrespect, they have more mainstream outside of gaming appeal, right? Like, if I go and I say, hey, mom, hey, grandma, name a streamer for me, they're going to know who Ninja is.
Yeah, they have more mainstream recognition.
Doesn't
absolutely.
Mean that they're going to go and watch them, but I just feel like more people are invested in their story. But I think what this tells us is that the gaming... loyalty, right? The loyalty from gamers
yes.
is a lot stronger than what anyone expected it to be.
I think the bigger thing with Shroud is that he returned not because he was forced off of his other platform or there was like negativity surrounding him or anything like that. I think just him returning on a positive note And people wanting to see him as opposed to, like, Dr. Disrespect being a zoo attraction at this point, you know? Like,
well, his quote-unquote breakup with Twitch wasn't as ugly as what Ninja's was either. If yes. you remember, they completely deleted Ninja's channel.
I think people tuned in to see Shroud because Shroud is a first-person shooter guy, right? Like, he played pro CSGO. He's been involved heavily in, like,
he's more
Valorant.
Of a... All right, I don't want anyone to take this wrong, and this is going to sound bad at first.
Okay.
But I think that Shroud is just more of the gamer's gamer. Like, yes. Ninja and Dr. Yes. Disrespect have become celebrities. When I Absolutely, look at when yeah. I look at Ninja, I don't see me. I don't see another gamer. I see a dude who got rich playing games and probably lives in a mansion somewhere, drives a fancy car. Look, Shroud, I'm sure, has all those things, too, but I think that Shroud stays more down to earth.
He's a little more humble. He's a little more accessible. Yeah. Like, he's more... He's what people
he's
can
the
see
gamer's
themselves
gamer.
Actually being. Yeah.
Because
I'll tell you right now, when I see Ninja, I see what I want to be
yes.
in terms of streaming. Mm-hmm. I want all of those things, but do I have them?
No.
Absolutely not. You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. We want to talk to you on the phone. You want to talk to us? Give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. You can give us a call and chime in on whatever social media question we have posed at the moment, or just ask any of our professional expert gamers here a question you think they should be able to answer. We were just discussing Shroud returning to Twitch, and now that three of the most popular streamers in the world seem to have a plan in place for their future, we thought it would be interesting to discuss who we think is going to have the most success.
And not even just discuss here, right? We're going to turn this into a little bit of a competition.
Oh, it's going to be a game.
Each one of us have to take one of these streamers,
okay.
And then in a few months down the road, we'll check back
like
in.
Like a pick your pony?
Yeah,
okay,
kind of.
Well,
yeah.
Right out the gates, I'm going to jump on this before you guys take all the good options. I'm going. Dr. Disrespect, I feel, is going to have the most success after all this.
All right, really? Well, let's hope that whatever but, he was banned for isn't criminal and he suddenly finds himself in jail.
Yeah, well, that happens, well, then I'm out. You know, I'm out instantly. But here's why.
Yeah,
here's why I
hear.
Feel like that, okay? Over the weekend, I was perusing Dr. Disrespect's YouTube channel,
uh-huh.
Okay? He has a 10-minute video of him playing Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout that had already over 1 million views, and it had been posted less than 24 hours.
Wow, that's
so
not bad.
I feel like Dr. Disrespect on YouTube, just the numbers he was putting up, he put up a stream of a Lamborghini, an 80s Lamborghini with 80s synth music that had 330,000 viewers.
We'll see if his momentum doesn't yes. slow or not. Oh. I'm going to go ahead and jump in next. We're going counterclockwise around the room here. And I'm actually going to take Shroud. I'm going to take Shroud.
Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Why? First of all, because I think that he's going to be the most successful one, considering the fact that he peaked the highest on his stream going back to Twitch. And you have to do anything special for it, right? He took some time off after Mixer went down. He's just like, look, I'm coming back. Here I am now. And he's not about the flashy gimmicks or about trying to make big headlines. Like, Shroud just wants to stream.
Shroud there's doesn't something, have a Champions Club.
There's
firm handshakes going around for Shroud.
There's
funny.
Something that, first of all, I respect about that, right? He's just out here doing, you know, doing himself and just trying to stream and just be a gamer. And I don't know. First of all, if I don't take Shroud, that means I have to take Ninja. And I'm sorry, but Ninja's on his way out. He is only at this point riding on his name. And his name, as far as I'm concerned, is starting to mean less and less and less.
I think that the only way that I'm going to be able to survive picking Ninja, because that's what I'm stuck with here.
You're stuck with the leftovers.
I am stuck with the leftovers, but we're going to make it work because I think if it's going to pay off, it's going to be a long shot for his play to the Hollywood end. Right?
I was
going to
say, I think you might still be in a good kind of...
Because listen, Shroud is... He's made his bet, right? Like,
yeah.
He thinks that he's going to stick to being a gamer, and that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to live or die by that sword. Dr. Disrespect... Could end up in jail. Could have diddled little kids.
Oh, no, like, don't say that.
Like, I feel like I, with Ninja, even though he's kind of a reprehensible human being.
Look, it's either going to be a slow decline for you or he's going to get like another $60 million deal for
and
someplace.
And I'm going to win. And then yeah. that's it.
Because if he goes Hollywood and Hollywood takes off, I think Weirdbeard would be the winner.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yes.
Because if he comes out with like the equivalent of a Green Lantern movie, but for gaming.
Yeah.
No, you lost. You lost, Weirdbeard.
So again, James, you have Dr. Disrespect.
Dr. Disrespect.
Robbie, you have Shroud.
That's right.
I have Ninja. We'll check back in here in another couple of months and see which creator has made the most money, and then we'll know who
is that. What we're basing it on is the most money.
I think we're gonna have to play it by ear.
Yeah.
And let us know what you think. Shoot us a tweet at Checkpoint XP. Who do you think is going to be the most successful in terms of streaming between Dr. Disrespect, Ninja, and Shroud? Ahead next, the most anticipated release of 2020 has given fans a little teeny tiny peek behind the curtain. What about Cyberpunk 2077's got Robbie Landis all revved up? We'll let you know next on Checkpoint XP.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. The Overwatch League is back with the Countdown Cup, once again splitting the league into two regions for competition. It's worth noting that at the end of this tournament, there will be two more weeks of play, after which every team will have played 21 games this season. The League of Legends Summer Split will be running weekly all through the summer. You can tune in to the LCS matches starting on Fridays each week, with matches running through Sunday evening. The playoffs are slated for the end of August into September. Joining the list of canceled esports events is EVO. The tournament was supposed to be held online, but accusations of sexual abuse in the organization has led to the tournament's founder being ousted and the event being canceled this year. While the Fortnite World Cup is gone, the DreamHack Fortnite series is up and running once again. The monthly $250,000 tournament is back on as of July. For our CSGO fans, ESL is currently on break in between seasons. As of now, the ESL is scheduled to get underway once again on September 4th. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, and remember...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
For all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website at checkpointxp.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with Weird Beard, Robbie Landis, and the first person on Checkpoint XP to enjoy the bold, cheesy flavor of Cheetos Mac and Cheese. Me, James Campbell.
Is your stomach okay?
My stomach is doing just fine.
Wait, so is this where you just like you put Cheetos in the mac and cheese?
No, Cheetos actually came out with their own mac and cheese. Like it's wild. It's literally like they took the Cheetos cheese and they give you a magic powder that you mix in with your pasta.
Oh, and it's powdered.
Yep, and then it smells like Cheetos and it tastes surprisingly like Cheetos.
The color is probably what I haven't seen the color because I'm colorblind, but I would assume it's like
it's neon orange.
Yeah, neon, just gross orange.
Just glowing orange out of the bowl.
It's wild. Like, it's like you open it up and you dump it in. You're like, I don't know if this is safe. Is this science approved? But it's good. It's good. It's not better than a Ucraft Blue Box mac and cheese, but it's definitely a viable option. Cyberpunk 2077 is still one of the most anticipated releases of the year. We're still looking at a couple months to wait before the release this November, but they put out, I'd call it like a little sizzle reel, kind of like a trailer, and it got Checkpoint XP's Robbie Landis' attention. Robbie, what got your attention?
Oh, first of all, Cyberpunk has been on my radar since forever. I'm actually thinking about even dropping, like, maybe around $2,000 on a new computer rig just in time for it to come out.
Jesus.
Is it going to be that powerful of a game? You need that expensive of a machine?
Need it? No. Want it?
I get you.
Yeah, absolutely.
More power.
So, Cyberpunk is a role-playing game. So, you know, one of the key features here is that you're being placed into, you know, the role of playing a certain kind of character, and one of the first decisions you're going to make in this game is you have to decide what your life path is. Where did your character come from? And this trailer broke down the three choices you have, and I wanted to talk about them a little bit, kind of get an idea of maybe which ones you guys might be going for yourself, right?
Okay.
So the first one is the street kid. This means that you grew up on the streets of Night City, right? You live it, you breathe it, you're part of the gangs.
You're like Batman?
Yeah, maybe kind of. Well, no, Batman was a little bit too rich, I think, to be a street kid. Damien or Dick Grayson? Absolutely.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a part in the trailer where I think it really kind of sums up what makes a street kid. It says you're born here, you live here, and you'll die here on the streets, right? Looks pretty cool, I gotta say. I think that's the one that has probably the most, like, sort of frenetic style.
Like the Aladdin of Cyberpunk.
Kind of a little bit, yeah. And then the second one we have up is the Nomad. Now, the Nomads, they grow up outside of Night City, and they seem to have a little bit more of, like, it seems a little bit rednecky, I'm not gonna lie. But it seems to be that there's more of an emphasis on family, right? Being able to choose your family and, like, the sort of community and camaraderie. I have to say, between the three choices, this one felt more like good guy to me, right?
Really?
Like you have a home you're coming from. Yeah. What, you didn't think so?
I mean, maybe. Like, I'm surprised. I don't know.
Felt from the trailer or from the little sizzle reel, the Nomad is going to be more of a hands-on mechanic. Like, I can fix it myself.
Yeah,
like,
I get that.
That type of stuff. While the street kid, is that what it was? Yeah. So the street kid's going to be more of like, I know how to run the hustle. I'm a hustler.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
that's
like,
fair.
What I mean.
That's fair. And then the final one is the Corpo. Now, the Corpo, you come from the corporate. Yeah, you come from the corporate world. You probably worked for Apple or Epic Games.
Ooh. Yeah.
And like, there's some corporate sabotage going on. The trailer makes it feel like, you know, something's gone wrong. And like, if you don't help fix it, if you don't help fix it, like, it's your head on the line as
like
well.
Darth Vader,
and so, you know, these life paths, what they'll end up doing within the confines of the game is they'll obviously probably determine what the beginning, the sort of tutorial section is like, but they'll also determine how people treat you within the game based on sort of where they came from. So, you know, after watching the trailer, which, you know, you can find over at checkpointxp.com, how do you guys feel about it? What really spoke to you? For me, unfortunately, it was the Nomad, because again, I feel like out of all three of them, the Nomad felt the most like... like the good guy sort of character. Like someone coming from the Nomads is going to be someone, you know, on like the right path, have like a moral center. Whereas both Corpo and the Street Kid are more like cutthroat. I'm just going to do what I have to do to get me what I want.
I feel the Street Kid. Like he's going to be the one that's going to find a way to make it happen no matter what. And that's usually like my play style in games is
just do whatever you want to do.
Whatever I feel like doing. Like, do you want to be bad?
You'll be bad. If you want to be good, you can be good.
Yeah, because I think playing like a certain, like certain games that have like the alignment charts, right?
Yeah.
Where you always have to play good or you always play bad are kind of boring because it's like, I don't know, you automatically know the good options.
It's
always
a gray area.
And here's the thing. I think no matter what you pick, you're going to be able to choose that. But for me, I feel like the Nomad's already aligned with how I normally play.
I get
you. What about you, James?
Like in the Corpo.
What?
Because
I like seeing how it looks so evil.
Oh
my god.
Well, they got me with that robotic guy. Like, so it looked like Darth Vader when his mask was off, but he was in like RoboCop
suit.
But
like buff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, if I could play that character in the Cyberpunk game, that's the character I want to be. If I got to go down the dark path
of
being
That's probably the dude that's going to be coming after you if don't fix the corporate mistakes that somebody else did.
I think. I might have to withdraw that statement once I get into the game. But to me, that looked like it was very interesting. And I get, like, I've played through the games where I play the neutral character where you go good or bad. And I've always played as a goody two shoes. But I feel like in this cybernetic future of Cyberpunk 2077, I want to be the bad guy.
Oh, he's going to be a bad guy.
Take it. You do it, James.
So the last questions I have for you, James, is, you know, when we first started doing the show and talking with each other and you know, showing you Cyberpunk, you were kind of lukewarm on it. How are you feeling about the game now that you've seen more of it?
I'm hot. I am hot on this game. Yeah. Well, before I was like, oh, cool, you got Keanu Reeves in video game. Big deal, Keanu Reeves. So he's the hot commodity, the hot celebrity right now. Everybody wants to talk about Keanu Reeves because he's so good. He's so nice. He's such a great guy. So I was like, I want to be like, no, I don't want to be a part of the team Keanu.
You thought they were trying to just cash in on Keanu.
Exactly. But now seeing what they put into the game, there's like elements of Grand Theft Auto, elements of Fallout. There's a scene in that trailer that's posted over at CheckpointXP.com where a dude gets his head blown off. I was like, whoa! Yes!
Whoa!
I want to be the guy blowing that head off! So yeah, I'm hot on Cyberpunk 2077.
Do you think it's still going to be Game of the Year?
I don't know. I mean, it looks like it's got the potential. Absolutely 100%. But... I'm not an expert in the field to make that declaration.
Robbie, is it still in the running?
It's absolutely going to be a contender for Game of the Year, 100%.
Gaming on a budget, we've got a game for free.
$3.99!
Checkpoint XP's free game of the week.
Checkpoint XP, as you covered, with the free game of the week. Now, if you ever wanted to go on an action-packed adventure as one of three anthropomorphic toads named after skin conditions, then this is the game for you.
Not just any intruders, the soon-to-be-famous...
Battle Toads?
It's the Queen!
Wait! We can team up! Now that you're here, we can execute my plan to defeat the Topians together.
Sup, Topian scum? We just stole a spaceship, and we're coming for you.
James, we are finally getting a new Battletoads game after how many years? I think, Robbie, like at least 20. 25.
I don't know. I never played the original Battletoads.
Whoa. We found another game that Robbie's never played. Almost every soul that I know that's alive has played Battletoads.
And I think a lot of people have, especially it's notorious for having a certain difficult level of the
Turbo Bike.
Turbo Bike.
Level 3,
like the
third level of the game. Unbeatable by me.
The original Battletoads game was essentially a beat-em-up. You play as two frogs. that are going through, or toads. I'm sorry. Yeah.
The battle toads. The battle it's toads. Not called battle frogs.
That where they go through and they beat up all these animals.
Yeah,
I
think they're like some are pigs. Yeah,
it's all over. But it's a fun old classic beat 'em up style game. Like it's in the vein of Streets of Rage.
Absolutely.
If you like that kind of a game. And I'm excited because not only is it brand new, but it's free if you're an Xbox Pass subscriber.
The perfect price to pay.
James, do games like this still carry hype? Like, does it still matter if a new Battletoads game is?
I'm super excited about this one. Mostly because it kind of tickles my nostalgia button, you know? I'm going to have some nostalgia of going back and, you know, play this game that was out back when I was a teenager, you know, on the NES. And now from what I've seen, they've completely revamped some of the ways you play the game. It's not just a side-scrolling beat 'em up. There's a bunch of different elements. It looks like there's some platforming levels in there. The turbo bike level you see in the trailer is completely different. Hopefully it's beatable this time.
Let's
hope so. It's not going to be so unbeatable, so hard, so difficult, no matter how many times you played it. You get to the third level and, you know, you're doomed.
The other thing, too, that I like about it is, James, you're not... I wouldn't consider you a hardcore gamer. I apologize, but you're just not.
That's fair. That's the truth.
Like, you live outside of it. To see people excited about a property like that are outside of the hardcore gamer kind of sphere is always a good thing. So, you know, to get this one as it launches and free if you're an Xbox Pass subscriber, I think is a win-win for everybody involved.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's just now hitting the stores right now this weekend.
Boom.
Now, if you're looking for another good game recommendation, something that's easy to get into and well worth the time, we will have our Patient Gamer segment coming up in the next hour. Next, we'll find out if I can defeat the undisputed Checkpoint XP champion, Robbie Landis.
You can't.
We'll see, because we're playing the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Brish Challenge. Next on Checkpoint XP.
Live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You've got me, James Campbell, and joining me are Weird Beard and somebody who doesn't think having a greasy ass Cheeto covered controller makes you more of a gamer. It actually makes you gross. Robbie Land.
I'm sorry, am I the only one who thinks that?
I think it's a rite of passage.
A little bit of backstory. So Brie Larson put out a picture on her social media of a controller and a picture of her downloading the Marvel Avengers beta, and people were, as they do, basically like, oh, fake gamer, wannabe gamer. And their reasoning was that her controller looked too clean. It was too new, and that's how you know that she's fake. No, I'm sorry. If you have food all over your controller, you're just gross. Take a shower.
The other thing, too, is she's filthy rich. Like, if you get it a little bit dirty, why would you not just
buy
a new one?
Yes, I would have so many controllers.
Maybe she broke her controller playing Dark Souls and needed a new one.
Maybe.
I don't know.
So many questions. All right, it's time for some fun and games. Weird Beard has put together a little game for us to play to see if anyone can dethrone the Checkpoint XP champion, and a little game that's going to require us to decipher some gibberish. We have Checkpoint XP producer Callie sitting in with us to see if she can help us take Robbie down. Weird Beard.
That's all the games have become about is just taking
me down.
What's
all about taking Robbie down? It's like, what, Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Yeah.
It's the world versus Robbie Landis. Weird Beard, can you explain the rules?
This is just like Mad Gab. I'm going to give you a phonetic reading of a video game title. You have to tell me what it is. For example, if I told you Santac Laws, what is that a phrase of?
Santa Claus?
Santa Claus, there you go.
Wow. I thought it was going to be Zantac, like a prescription for heartburn or something.
Look, I'm just going to say this right now because this is difficult. I don't know that I'm going to win this one, but so long as Callie beats James, I'll be all right.
Perfect.
We got to keep James
losing
in his place.
Why don't you hedge your bet harder?
So I had to work really hard on these, so I apologize if
it's terrible.
It's literally designed to just make it so Robbie can't win. All right.
Great.
Question number one. Thick Aw loved Hoot Hee.
Who's going first, I guess? Or is it we all
chime in if
chime
you know
in
it?
Okay.
Thick Aw loved Hoot Hee.
I have no idea.
Say it one more time.
Thick Aw loved Hoot Hee.
I hear Call of Duty in there. The Call of Duty?
Ding, ding, ding. Callie got the very first one. The Call of Duty.
Nice work, Callie.
Wait, was the game originally called the Call of Duty way back in the day?
I got to make some of these work, man. You got to give me a little bit of a slack on
fair
what I'm
enough.
Doing
All right, there. The Call of Duty. I got it.
All right.
The 5 points.
The next one. May divorce be with you.
May the force be with you.
That isn't so gaming.
The game would be Star Wars?
Star Wars.
They had a PC port, by the way, with a subtitle of it. So that's what
May
I'm
the force
stealing.
Be with you. All right. All right. I'm doing good at this. Never mind. I got this.
Wow. I'm finally on the losing end with Robbie for once.
You guys got to try a little bit harder here. Like, you've got to be able
My
to
brain
get
just
on.
Doesn't yeah. work this way.
I knew it was May the force be with you, but I was like, I don't know which Star Wars game that is.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. All right. Next one. Gasp, Earthy, Fur, and Lee Coast.
These are supposed to be like titles. They have like seven different syllables in them.
Yeah, it's Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Callie is dominating you guys
right now. That's not a game!
That is a game.
It's a game, actually. Movie first. Oh. You know, this would be like if I'm like, hey guys, why don't you tell me some famous video game villains, and then I put in there like the Joker, or I put in Frieza.
Technically
they're in video games, but they're not video game characters.
Look how mad he is.
Robbie doesn't handle it
when
he
loses.
No,
it's fine. It's fine. You have to cheat to lose or to beat me. That's fine. Just recognize it, all right? Hey, what's next?
I'm finally getting
Callie,
some of these.
Callie's like Rain
I'd
Man
also,
with these.
I'd also like to point out that you can kind of see Weird Beard's.
No, I cannot.
All right, what's next, Weird Beard?
This is hard for me to be able to focus because Robbie is so like, he's very into this.
Wait till we play Apex next.
He's a little salty.
He's very salty. All right. So right now we are playing a video game version of Mad Gabs. I give what is seemingly gibberish line here. You have to tell me the title or possibly even subtitle of a video game because I just got to be able to make this work.
Even though there's only been one video game so far.
Callie is in the lead, dominating. Up next, Wands Up, Pawn 8 I'm.
Once Upon a Time.
There you go. James gets one on the board.
What video game is
that? I don't know what game that is, though.
Once Upon a Time, put out by Disney on the Sega Genesis? Robbie, don't even start with me in
I've
this.
Never heard of that game. So, of course, I'm not going to get it.
I like
this
it.
This has specifically been designed against me.
That's why I did it. Next up. Mine or Teary Port?
Minority Report.
James is killing it again. Another two.
Based on the movie.
Based on the movie, but it's close enough.
I didn't realize they turned that into a video game.
I guess there was.
You didn't play that one, Robbie?
No, I didn't realize they turned it into a video game.
I guess you missed out on that one. It sounds like a blast.
Okay, right now we are playing a game so that you can follow along while you're listening. I am giving you a list of very confusing words.
How can we make Robbie mad?
Yeah.
The game.
The game. So we are going to give you a list of these phrases that if you say them out loud, it should hopefully be able to give you a title of a video game.
Uh-huh. A video game that no one's ever played or heard of.
Are you ready for your next one?
Oh, yeah.
The next one is... Hold on, let me pause it. Theme, hum, he returns.
The Mummy Returns?
God, Callie, is that three that you've now got?
Four.
This is four.
Four?
Four for me.
Four... James has two. Robbie, what's
sitting
your
on zero.
Yeah, because these aren't actual video games.
Yes, they
are. These are okay movies that got terrible video game adaptations that no one's actually heard of, except for Callie, because she likes terrible video games and terrible movies. Don't worry. I'm going to get you guys back. I'm doing the game next week, and don't you worry. Oh, you just wait.
This is exactly why I designed this game, to hopefully make Robbie go into a complete...
Don't make him too mad, because we have to get to it. Don't get him too mad, because we have gaming headlines. News to get
yeah,
to
no, don't worry. See, this isn't actually. I'm not actually going to take this as a true loss because not only was the deck stacked against me, I was basically locked outside. So go ahead, play your little game. Enjoy your pity win because that's what this is.
Hey, he's
this
not going to win.
This is Weird Beard.
No, he's not going to win. Absolutely not.
I'm just going to enjoy.
He's still
going to
lord
loss.
This over me.
That's fair.
But enjoy the silver platter that Weird Beard has served to
I
you,
will.
Sir.
He's got cheesy gordita crunches stacked up on that silver platter, and I'm eating them up.
Mm-hmm. I do love that they are middling movies at best.
The next one, A Taco Think Loans.
Attack of the Clones.
How does it feel?
She's the Rain Man of this game.
I know. Robbie, can you just tell me, bring me in, like, what does it feel like being on the other end here?
I don't think it feels the way that you guys want it to because this wasn't earned by them. Hey, so I don't feel defeated.
I'm pretty good at this, I gotta say.
Right, but I'm just saying, I don't feel defeated. I don't feel like my skills have like suddenly been, you know, uplifted or anything like that. It's fine. Take your win.
He's behaving like I turned his microphone off or something.
Yes.
Essentially, yes.
Next one, this is another subtitle. Abe Earth Days Hoot. Abe Earth Days Hoot. And I'll give you a hint.
Birthday suit?
It is. It's the subtitle to the Leisure Suit Larry game that came out.
This is ridiculous.
A game so bad, even I haven't played it.
Yes. And then we'll give you one last one. I'll make it like...
An actual game? Maybe?
Nah, not really.
No, of course not.
We'll do... All right. This is a game put out by Nickelodeon.
Wow. Oh, really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Half Freight Tough Deed Arc.
Afraid of the dark. Are you afraid of the dark?
I will give it to James.
That's fair.
Just because, anyways. So, final score, Callie came out with six.
Callie has six.
James came out with...
I have three.
And Robbie has...
A big
none.
Fat donut.
Oh, man.
Yeah, which is exactly the way it was designed to be, so that's fine.
The champion finally gets dethroned.
Yeah, sure.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows,
take a four.
Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio?
You heard I nailed it earlier when we told you about Rocky No Hands, the paraplegic gamer getting signed to the Luminosity Gaming. Well, now it's time for our failed it. The internet is home to thousands of scammers lurking, waiting to prey upon those unaware of their existence as they attempt to make some quick cash at the expense of others. Luckily, there is a hero amongst us, and his name is Kit Boga, a popular Twitch streamer who baits scammers with the lure of untold riches. But of course, there is no money to be stolen. Instead, viewers tune in and watch as scammers are given the runaround, often to hilarious effect. This past week, he saved a little old woman from thousands of dollars and harassed the scammer for being a horrible person.
You are redeeming it for your own. I won't get it. I won't get it. I won't get it!
What do you mean?
Ma'am, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Whoa.
I'm adding this...
Ma'am, are you a prostitute?
Oh my gosh.
No! No! No, bitch, no!
Oh my gosh! No! So hold on. So the scammer was trying to like basically siphon info from this Twitch streamer
who pretended to be a little old lady.
And while that was happening, the Twitch streamer got into the scammer's computer and actually took all the codes from the Google gift cards that he had scammed from other people and was redeeming them himself.
Yes. So this was after 10 hours of this scammer coming back to a little old lady to get more and more money. And so every time he would be like, oh, I can't do it yet. I'll have to get a little bit more cash. And so he said, okay, you can give us $1,000 next time. And it like, so he thought that he had a big payday and this guy just went on and stole all the money back off his computer.
Oh my. Oh, okay. That's definitely a failed it for that scammer, but I think this could also easily have been a nailed it for Kit Boga.
It's amazing
that's
to be
crazy,
and it's all
that's
this awesome. Guy does on Twitch. Like he
that's
does,
all he does.
He doesn't play video
what?
Games. All he does is mess with scammers who are trying to scam people out of stuff.
That's awesome. Well, there's our failed it going out to the scammer who got scammed by the person he's trying to scam. I don't know how else to phrase that one.
Reverse scamming.
Yeah, he put the Uno card down and he reversed them.
Yeah, he absolutely did. Don't forget, if you ever miss a nailed it and failed it, you can find them posted over at CheckpointXP.com. We asked over on social media, at CheckpointXP, on Twitter and Facebook, what game will replace bingo when we're all old and in the retirement homes? Give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. Let us know or respond on social media. We'll be discussing your answers in a little bit, because ahead next... We're checking the gaming headlines. Robbie, what do you have in store for us?
You'll never guess which long-time video game icon has lost their nipples.
What? The case of the missing nipples?
That's right.
Did he leave them somewhere? And
nobody knows!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Well, they're gone!
We'll get to the bottom of this mystery next on Checkpoint XP.
broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios. Esports and video games live here.
Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I'm James Campbell. With me is Robbie Landis. And when he's not breaking the biggest, juiciest stories in esports and gaming on Checkpoint XP's Breakdown, he's just your average everyday gamer dad. Weird beard.
You know what? I was annoying my girlfriend when this all went down on Friday. One of my favorite stories, Nitro, leaving Team Liquid, going to Valorant on their new roster and everything. The man made $300,000.
$300K?
And him and Higo get to pick who they want on their new team.
Well, you know what? That's what they were told last time, too. You never know. They might drop three Fortnite players in with them.
I promise you, they paid all four of those Fortnite players less than $300,000. So the fact that they're dropping cash now, it's going to be the team, and the hype train is in full gear.
Oh, he's ready.
You can go and watch me get way too excited about 100 Thieves on our YouTube channel. Just search Checkpoint XP, and you'll see my ugly face with the half-white mustache.
So it sounds like an esports organization is going to be bringing back team houses again. Is that good? Is that bad? Is it the worst idea ever? We'll talk about that in just a little bit, because it's time for this.
Hey! Oh! The guy is unreal.
My goodness!
Sports Gaming Update with Robbie Landis on Checkpoint XP Radio.
A few years ago when Mario Odyssey was released, fans went wild over the fact that Mario has nipples on the beach levels, you know, where he's running around sporting a swimsuit.
Well, I would hope he has nipples. Well, he's supposed to be a human.
Well, it seems Nintendo is trying their best to avoid undue attention to Mario's nipples because a new piece of art where he's chilling on the beach just came out and there's no nipples.
Mario's lost his nipples.
They've removed his nipples.
Why do gamers get so tied up over the dumbest, stupidest? And like, so who was sitting at home and the first thing that hit their mind was like, Mario's nipples are gone.
Look, had he not had nipples to begin with, nobody would have made a fuss.
Nintendo did this by giving the man nipples.
That's right. They sure did.
Well, they need to keep it.
Okay, who are we? Are we pro-nipple or anti-nipple?
I don't care.
But if you had to pick one.
I refuse to.
I'm pro-nipple. Give Mario his nipples.
I think Mario needs nipples.
Okay. He deserves the nipples. All the work he's done for the Mushroom Kingdom,
Speaking of doing work, Summer Games Done Quick 2020 has begun. For anyone unfamiliar, it is a yearly event where people play games as fast as they can. It is a speedrunning charity event, and this year all the money raised will go towards Doctors Without Borders. So if you want to see some of your favorite games beaten in mind-boggling times, make sure to check that out at gamesdonequick.com. Speedrunning is one of your favorite sort of pastimes to watch, Weird Beard.
I like it a lot. It's cheesy, and people think it's like extra nerdy. I like it because it shows a mastery of the games. Like, they're literally breaking it down to like...
It's like a memorization of everything.
Yeah, you have to know the mechanics of the game and how it operates.
I will say that 100% speedruns I like better because you can actually quantify what's going on as opposed to like when they glitch through things and they're just like jumping in random directions.
Like glitching in speedruns is cheating.
Like, I mean, it is, cheating, absolutely.
Because you didn't really play through the game.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, Weird Beard, what game blew your mind the most when you saw somebody speedrun it?
There's a lot of really
good.
You have
to give us only one. We don't have time for this.
Portal.
All
Portal
right.
2. Portal. When they did Portal 2 the first time that I saw it, you think that you're good at a game.
I can see that.
And then
yeah.
all of a sudden it's like, because it's all like physics-based, they know how to do it. And you're just like, I don't know how you'd ever do that.
Since the fall of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's bill to stop the armed forces from recruiting on Twitch, the army is back at it. And their first day back was weird. They didn't play games. They just had a single camera set up on a member of their team who just addressed the chat, of which the overwhelming majority was back again asking about war crimes.
And you know what's weird is like, so the guy who is like streaming on this channel, I don't hold anything against him personally. I don't think he's a bad
person. He's doing his job.
But he definitely had a talk.
Following orders.
He had a talk with his superiors beforehand because he spent the first hour and a half staring straight into the camera, playing no games. And like, he would try to talk to people, you know, as they came in, and he'd be like, oh, war crimes are a bad thing and everything. But he refused to play anything for an hour and a half because it was just like, obviously there was blowback and he wanted to like answer all the people that were coming in to,
but
like,
you could only do that to you know, like, so much. It was just weird.
Ugh, I don't like it.
Marvel's Avengers comes out in just a few weeks for PlayStation, PC, and Xbox, but only PlayStation users will get to play as Spider-Man. Even though Marvel has sort of Spider-Man rights-ish, you know, they're doing some cool movie stuff, Sony still owns the rights, and that includes the video game rights to the character. Crystal Dynamic boss Scott Amos did have some advice for people who really want to play as Spidey. He said, you have the option to do so on PlayStation.
Oh, bummer. Oh, wow. Thanks a lot, Scott Amos.
Look, the only thing about this that bothers me is that we're not going to get anything substantial or anything of substance out of Spider-Man. We'll get lucky if he has some voice lines, but really he's just going to be more of like this silent character that you can play as or have in the background, but he won't actually be a part of the overarching story.
Oh, that's
kind
of
lame.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Ghost of Tsushima is getting an interesting new co-op mode called Legends. It won't follow the main character, Jin, and will instead be a whole new experience. You'll play as up to 4 Legends, and the locations and enemies in the game will be fantastical and based around Japanese folktales and mythology, as opposed to just like this straight sort of samurai simulator that they have right now. So, James, you were really disappointed with the Assassin's Creed Odyssey because you didn't actually get to fight like the mythology
and
stuff.
Yeah, I wanted to fight Medusa and the Minotaurs
and all
that stuff.
It sounds like that's what this is going to be, but more with Japanese mythology.
Oh, man, if I was more into Japanese mythology, this might be a game mode I would look into.
I mean, Ghost of Tsushima was already in the running for Game of the Year.
It is.
I think that this is just another kind of like block trying to cement that for people.
Yeah. The voice of DJ Laszlo from the Grand Theft Auto series first debuted on the talk radio station Chatterbox in GTA 3. Laszlo Jones, his real name, is also a producer and writer for Rockstar, and after 19 years, he has left the studio.
Wah, you think he's rich?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Why else would you walk away, right?
Can I just make a comment that I think the radio stations on Grand Theft Auto games,
what's he gonna say?
We're the best.
Are better than most FM radio stations.
Yes.
Thank you. Like, obviously, not as good as this radio station you're listening to the show on currently at this very second.
But there's a lot of like the hosts are funny. Yeah. I think the music selection is good. Like it's solid radio, dude.
It's as solid as this show you're listening to right now
station. It's an absolute dream of mine to get my own Grand Theft Auto radio channel.
It seems like they're going to have an opening now that Laszlo's gone.
Let's make a pitch, a Checkpoint channel.
Rockstar.
That's it for the Checkpoint XP gaming news
update. Hold on. I have one more news story.
You don't do the news.
You got a breaking news interruption here.
No, I do the news.
It is breaking news. Esports is coming to Fall Guys.
Stop.
And the reason I say that is because we already have a team organization.
Wait, there's a Fall Guys esports team?
Everything doesn't need to be an esports.
Fall Guys should be.
It shouldn't.
The organization Immortals is talking about picking. They've already hired a general manager for their esport team for Fall Guys.
That's awesome.
Listen, Twitch Rivals is already doing an esport or a Fall Guys event. They're going to have all...
Weird. How are you going to sit here on this very show and be like, Fortnite shouldn't be an esport anymore because they don't care about competitive integrity?
Yes.
They just put fun stuff in the games.
Yes.
And now a game comes out and that's all it is and you're like, yeah, let's do an esport. Shut up.
Life is full
Shut
of
up.
Contradictions,
Stop
my
it.
Friend.
Stop it. You don't get to talk in the news anymore. That's it.
I want to hear more about these immortal
gaming news
jerseys.
Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Robbie's spoiling all of our fun. So the esports organization Energy is bringing back team houses again. It's a fad that was popular when esports first hit the mainstream. A team house is where an organization rents or buys a house, and all the people that stream or play for the organization, they live there. Weirdbeard, why is this possibly the worst idea ever?
Well, COVID-19?
Yeah, let's take COVID-19 right out of there and everything like that. I think that we saw the death of team houses for a good reason. So these team houses are essentially like you said, James, an organization will buy or rent a place, they stick all their players in there, and then usually what they like to do is go, oh, we're all together, we're going to make content, we're going to make videos interacting with each other, yada, yada, yada. And it had where we've seen some of the craziest, most outlandish stories in the past couple of years in the esports scene. It's come out of these houses. Like FaZe Clan was the one that really started the fad. I think they were one of the first ones to do it. For like, you also see the Hype House, or Jake Paul did his Team 10 houses for YouTube content creators and everything. And it's insanity. It's literally putting 16 to 20 year olds in a house.
So it's like the Lost Boys.
Yes, with no adult supervision. Like, of course chaos is going to reign supreme. Why would you ever do that? Like, Robbie, if you were the organization, what would ever compel you to want to do a team house ever?
Chaos.
Yes.
That's it.
It's it.
That's it. Yeah. No, I think the only way something like this works at this point is you might, maybe, if you have the right team behind it, you could maybe get away with the first true sort of real world style reality show based around it.
I'd watch that. Some of these gamers, maybe. Some of these esports pros are out there.
Again, maybe, because some of them may be out there, but for everyone that's out there that you think, wow, they have a lot of charisma, and whether you like them or love them, like, you know, they're entertaining to watch, there's 50 of them that are not.
Now, it's okay. Like, for sure, good content can come out of situations like this. Like, it's much harder, like, it's because we all live not with each other, right? If we were to live in a house, I guarantee you we'd be able to make more stuff for Checkpoint XP, just living together and interacting and yada yada. But when you have these kids coming through, is it really worth the trade-off of, you know what I mean, like partying and doing things that they definitely should not be doing? And I think that long term, housing situations like that would lead to the destruction of your esports team.
Well, if they have the right leadership in the house, do you think it would be possible that some of the people, so everybody that's on this team is definitely skilled in whatever game that they're playing.
Yeah.
But you have some veterans that might know some other tricks that they can teach some of the less, I don't know a term for a less of a veteran. Because they're not amateur.
Less experienced.
Like, yeah.
Sure.
So do you think there's a way these veterans could teach some of these less experienced players some of these tricks by being in this house? To where it's kind of beneficial.
I just don't think that putting them all in the same house is imparting upon them any sort of extra benefits or anything like that. I think that, you know, we live in the digital age. Everything is done online. And if COVID has taught us anything, a lot of the stuff that we thought we have to be at work to do mm-hmm. can actually be accomplished from home as well.
Looking for a hit game that you might have missed, maybe something that's easy to get into and still worth the time? We have a great gaming recommendation coming up in just a bit, because ahead next, Microsoft has been pretty weak in terms of getting people excited about their next generation, and they seem to have dropped the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ball yet again. How did Microsoft blow it yet again? We'll let you know when we get back on Checkpoint XP.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with me, James Campbell, along with Weird Beard, and the person voted Checkpoint XP's most improved kill death score in Apex Legends,
ooh,
Robbie Landis.
Great, the only person I have to be better than is Weird Beard. Who is he? Hasn't yours been going down recently?
No, it hasn't.
No? Oh, okay.
The man can't even take a compliment. He's got to take a compliment and turn it into an insult.
I've kind of stalled out a little bit. I've not had a very good week. I've been on the rise, but yeah, it's going down. But getting better. New season is out now, so me and Beard here going to be playing a lot more. And, you know, I've been trying to be nicer to you when we play. Not after today. Not after that debacle with the game earlier. Nuh-uh. We're going back. We're going back to the hard knock life, son.
Jay-Z over here.
There we go. It's a hard knock life for us. We've been talking about Microsoft unveiling some of their next generation gaming and consoles and all that kind of stuff, but it's been kind of weak in terms of generating excitement.
Oh, and it seems like they are constantly just being knocked down a peg by, you know, not even by Sony, by themselves. By themselves, they continue to sort of self-sabotage. And the latest in that long line of, Microsoft, what are you doing? Is Halo Infinite has now been delayed until 2021. This was supposed to be one of their launch titles. Like,
so it's not
Halo,
until next year?
Halo is quintessentially Xbox, right?
How are they going to make all that Christmas
That's
cash?
Like all it is, not through Halo.
Wow.
And then on top of that as well now, there has been a leak that the Xbox Series X is going to release sometime in November. Which, look, the reason that we haven't heard about a specific price point or a specific release date from either Sony or Microsoft in relation to the Xbox or the PlayStation is because they're playing a game of chicken right now, right? The first one to release it or the first one to put that information out there, the other one can now sort of amend their own schedules or what they can to put themselves in a better position. And Microsoft just continues to kind of drop the ball here and not do themselves any favors.
Now, my big thing that I like, I'm a little butthurt about this announcement because, listen, 2020 has been the year of delays for video games. Oh, every yeah. big video game has been delayed. However, the majority of those that announced the delays were because they were slotted to release sometime between like March and June, July time.
Mm-hmm. Frame, prime right? COVID time.
Yeah, exactly. So like, okay, you delayed it. I get it.
Even though, by the way, COVID, I don't think, would have impacted your numbers because of things like digital download. Animal Crossing did great. The Last of Us Part 2 did great.
But I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll at least give them a pass.
Sure.
How this game was going to be a launch title. This was going to be the game.
That's the one game that's like aligned with the Xbox.
You should
it's Halo.
This game should have been wrapped up 3 months ago, minimum, and just you guys were sitting on it to then release it and get people to buy it. First day release. How is it still being worked on when this is supposed to be the tentpole item that sells your consoles Look, for the launch?
This would be like if Nintendo put out a new system and didn't have a Mario game of Boom. Any type yes. or a Zelda game of any type to launch with it. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I don't even know what Microsoft does at this point. They just lose. You just lose. That's all you do, Microsoft. Lose.
You don't think there's some kind of plan that they're working to unveil?
Look, I think that, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Again, everything that they're doing seems good from like a consumer point of view. Like, I know a lot of people are like, well, I guess I don't have to worry about buying the Xbox at launch now because Halo's not going to be on it. It's great for us, but when I try to put myself in the shoes of Microsoft, of the executives, like, what are we trying to do with this? I don't know that we're trying to make money. I feel like we're just trying to make people happy. And I don't know how I'm supposed to be mad. It's such a weird, conflicting, I don't know, thing going on in my brain. But
I'm definitely like blown away. Just like any time a new Xbox would come out, there's always some sort of an accompanying Halo game.
Yeah.
So to not have that ready by launch is just it's wild to me.
But does anybody care if it's not a launch title? Like if it's a
only the Xbox fanboys who wanted a reason to buy an Xbox at launch.
Is it, okay. I mean, I just like, I don't know if this game's going to be salvageable. Like, some games.
You still have your diehard yeah. Halo guys out there that think so. But as far as like sort of the overwhelming general public, you're right. No, I don't think it's really doing much else.
Can't be bothered to play new games as they come out.
I've been hearing about this Skyrim thing. Is that worth buying?
For gamers behind the times, it's the Patient Gamer.
If you've ever dreamed of flying amongst the stars and commanding your own science fiction military force and fighting off alien invaders.
Ooh, have I ever.
StarCraft has ya.
Oh, I played that one before too.
I am the Swarm. Armies will be shattered. Worlds will burn.
All right, now wait a minute. I just heard the StarCraft trailer playing.
Yeah, it's Patient Gamer.
As if summoned, Callie here is actually our resident StarCraft expert. StarCraft is actually, one could argue, one of the first esports.
Come on. You can play StarCraft competitively?
Okay. They do.
Are you kidding me? Really?
I will let Callie explain.
Callie over here is like freaking out.
Callie. Sorry. I'm so ignorant to the game.
But people in South Korea, right?
Rock stars.
Literally live the life. Lavish life, like the life that we see movie stars in America live, are the StarCraft players. That you forget, there's literally a time when they flew in their players on a plane into an arena to be able to get off and play StarCraft. Like, they're literal gods.
Yeah, James, you come from a rock format background, right?
Yes.
That was your okay.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding when I tell you that in South Korea, StarCraft pros are our equivalent of rock stars.
You're kidding me. No, I can't believe that.
Like, they are scouted as young as 9 years old to begin training to become StarCraft pros.
Wow.
That is, like, what it's like in South Korea.
You guys have no idea how blown my mind is right now.
So for those of you at home, again, StarCraft is a military science fiction franchise developed by Blizzard. It focuses on the activities of three species in the galaxy. The Terrans from Earth, the Zerg, which is kind of like...
Insect, alien, xenomorph type people.
Yeah, xenomorphs. And then the Protoss, which are like a genetically engineered species.
Nerds.
They're psionics.
Yep, and the game is about the war and the battles between these three factions. Now, it's a real-time strategy game, so it's very similar to the original Warcraft or what Command and Conquer is.
Mm-hmm.
You have to farm resources and like build your own units to then, you know, clash and battle against them.
We told everybody it's like Command and Conquer in space.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's 100% what it is. The original game, which you can get remastered from Blizzard, Blizzard Store, Battle.net is where you have to go for it. For $15, you got about 20 to 25 hours worth of gameplay, and you can
a lot more if you're bad at it like me. I mean, you can get way more than 15 to 25 hours of gameplay.
That's just the campaign.
Right.
Obviously, there's multiplayer, which you can just play forever against other people. That's where the competitive nature comes from. And then you can also play StarCraft 2, which is actually free to play, which I think it's just the competitive mode. The actual campaign, I believe, is still $20 or $30.
Yeah, you have to pay for the campaign if you want to play and find out the story, which, by the way, the story for a game like that, surprisingly good. Actually, it's a lot of fun. The villain is super interesting. The characters are super interesting. But if you just want to play the competitive aspect of it and, you know, go online and play against your friends, that is free to play.
Now, Kelly, have you ever played on a competitive level besides just amongst friends?
No. Okay. I am what you would call a bronze tier scrub lord. I am very, very bad.
Okay.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt for you.
Yeah, basically, whenever I start playing competitive, it just asks, are you sure you want to uninstall the game? Like, it tries to get me to uninstall every time. It's very offensive.
Now, if you had to say that this game is for somebody, who would this game be for?
This game is for people who are fans of movies like Alien. I mean, it steals from Alien almost to a lawsuit level.
Yeah, when it comes to like micromanagement, if you like to like really be involved in what you're playing.
Yeah, if you got a kid out there who's into playing games like War Machine or Warhammer, actually StarCraft was originally developed as a Warhammer game, and then they lost the license and had to change it, so they just stole from Warhammer instead.
When you get old, what game is going to replace Bingo? We asked you over on social media at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook. We're going to talk about your answers when Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. The Overwatch League is back with the Countdown Cup, once again splitting the league into two regions for competition. It's worth noting that at the end of this tournament, there will be two more weeks of play, after which every team will have played 21 games this season. The League of Legends Summer Split will be running weekly all through the summer. You can tune in to the LCS matches starting on Fridays each week, with matches running through Sunday evening. The playoffs are slated for the end of August into September. Joining the list of canceled esports events is EVO. The tournament was supposed to be held online, but accusations of sexual abuse in the organization has led to the tournament's founder being ousted and the event being canceled this year. While the Fortnite World Cup is gone, the DreamHack Fortnite series is up and running once again. The monthly $250,000 tournament is back on as of July. For our CSGO fans, ESL is currently on break in between seasons. As of now, the ESL is scheduled to get underway once again on September 4th. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website at CheckpointXP.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and someone who cannot get his fiance to rematch him in Mario Kart, me, James Campbell.
That's got
to
be disappointing.
It sucks. She's found a new game. She's already defeated me. She doesn't need to play against me. She found a new game, and she told me it's called Choices. Have you guys heard of this? It's a phone app game.
No.
It's like a choose-your-own-adventure. So far, she's told me she's played the Mystery Story, the Robot Adventure, and she's right now on the Vampire Romance.
You are just like, she's looking for games to beat you, dude. Like, you are already in the hole. You might as well just start giving up every game.
Wait,
she's going to go out of her way.
How are you losing a choose-your-own-adventure game?
I'm not losing at it. I just don't have somebody to play Mario Kart against because she's found something else to occupy her time with.
I see.
He's just...
A choose-your-own vampire romance game?
The only thing you have left is to hire a coach. You have to hire a Mario Kart coach.
Doesn't matter if she's not going to play him.
You get no. It's like Rocky. You got to go and like beat her up, and then tell her that you, that's the only way. Listen, you're gonna
beat
play
her up
me.
In Mario Kart. Before we get the wrong thing.
We asked a couple questions on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook this week. First, we wanted to know what the best game you played this year was, new or old. And also, we wanted to know, when we retire, what video game is going to be played in the retirement home instead of bingo? Now, that to me is an interesting question. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with that one.
All right. Oh, boy. So when I get old and they throw me into a retirement home, first of all, I don't plan on getting that far. I'm going to go out in a blaze of glory like the rock star that I am.
Perfect.
But if I did, what is a good bingo game? Ooh, it's got to be something relaxing. You ain't got to put a whole lot of time and effort into.
But you want to play
something
it with
that,
other
that's
people,
communal.
Right?
Yeah, that brings other people in on it. Oh, guys, I'm struggling. I hate other people.
I will tell you mine.
You're going to be a joy to be with when you retire.
I would go classic Mario Party 2.
Ooh.
It has the key elements of like N64 Mario Party. It's not overcomplicated. You don't need the Switch to do all the motion controls. It's just a controller, baby.
You're going to have old people having heart attacks and killing each other.
Absolutely.
You know what? I'm going to go with, you might actually approve of this game, James. I'm going to go with Tetris 99.
Wow! I was going to say Tetris also.
Mm-hmm.
Tetris 99? Yeah. Tetris? I think Tetris is a great game.
Yep. See,
it's very simple. It's very easy
and
to play.
And look, if you don't want to have to deal with everybody else, you also just have your normal regular Tetris mode.
You can play it solo. You can play it against the other old fogies in the retirement home.
Yeah.
So awesome. Yeah. I can't believe you said Tetris 99, Rob.
Well, you know what?
We're finally on the same page.
You're like a stepdad who just like all of a sudden finally found something.
We finally connected. Me and the boy, we finally connected. We are one now.
Oh, yeah. Great. Now, we also actually got a few calls as well. Now, this is one on our other question here, which is, what's the best game you've played this year, new or old? And we're going to go to our phone lines here to see what both Kiefer and Chris had to say.
Hey, this is Chris from Seattle. My favorite game from 2020 is playing Monster Train on the Steam Library. It has this awesome card battling system where you have to go and fight a whole bunch of monsters from heaven. It's the best. Check it out.
Before we go and talk to Kiefer.
Hold on. Did he say a card battling system?
It's a deck builder game.
Oh, my God. I'm out.
I saw Weird Beard's face perk right up once he said Monster Train.
Monster Train is great.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you.
Monster Train? You're riding a train full of monsters?
Well, it's a train, and you got to place the cards, and, like, you have the monsters battle, and it's, like, a roguelite type thing. It's really good. It's really, really good. I don't care what you have to say.
I don't know who you're trying to convince.
Sounds like you're convinced. He's trying to convince himself.
I'm not convincing myself. I feel like I'm going to receive scorn.
We're judging you. Judging you right now. Absolutely. What about Kiefer? Does Kiefer have a better answer?
Hi, my name is Kiefer. I am calling from Detroit, Michigan. My current favorite game for this year is Disgaea 5, just because it is so over the top and you become very overpowered very easily.
All right, I will say this, because I watched a friend play Disgaea, and what I saw, I liked. It was very Final Fantasy Tactics, right?
What's the title again?
Disgaea.
It's like an RPG.
It is an RPG. Okay. Here's where it starts to lose me, is that game is more anime than anything else in existence.
Judging by the name, I would have guessed that right off the bat.
It is so anime. I feel like, are you a fan of this game, Weird Beard?
Yeah, it's right up the, if you like Persona, it's going to be...
No, I like Persona. This is too anime for that.
Fine. It's super weeby. Super, super weeby. So if you want to check it out, I think you can get that on Steam and on the
PS4.
You
can. You can play it just about everywhere. Yeah. And for those of you listening, if you want to call in, give us an answer. You can answer any of the questions that we've ever featured here on the social media challenge. Or if you go to our... social medias, Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and find the questions. You can call in at 833-557-0974. Give us your answer, or really just talk to us about anything you want to.
Now, we had some other answers of what people want to play as their bingo game.
We did. So Enyo over on Twitter said, it would still be bingo for me, but I'll be playing it in virtual reality.
You know how many like board games that they've turned into like online or computer games? Like Risk, miserable to play in like person. Mm-hmm. I hate it. It's the worst game
I
ever.
I hate all board games.
Because of setup.
But... play it online or play it as a video game.
I'm in.
It's so much Monopoly, so easy when you're able to just click the button, it rolls the dice, and remembers how much money
and
you have.
There's nobody cheating. No one's like, oh, I know, you got to do this. No, you made up that rule, Dad.
Swagged Out Nerds says the Fall Guys game.
Do you think Fall Guys is going to be around in another year?
Here's the thing. If you're in a retirement home, it should be easy enough to get a few people together to play it. I think so. Yep. Dominic says Warframe. All right, look, Warframe is a decent enough game.
It sounds like a complicated game for
it's a free to play massively multiplayer online. But I don't know. You know, thinking about it, I kind of like the idea of like, you know, six or seven, you know, old folks in their home all logging on to their Warframes and raiding, you know, to the wee hours of the night.
But I mean, what else do you have to do? Like, if you're an old retired person hanging out in a retirement home,
you wait for the nurse to come change your diaper.
Yeah, like you don't have anything else to do. You might as well commit to like the giant 12-hour raids.
All right, let's look some more at what some of the best games that people have played this year, new or old. And you know is going to throw out their Persona 5 Royale, which is both a new and an old game. I actually got back into it. I got Persona 5 Royale, and here's what I liked most about the game, because it was essentially the same game that came out last year.
What did they do to change it up?
But with more stuff. So they added in an extra character, but usually when they add an extra character like this game, the game treats it as though it's not actually there. Like, the other characters don't actually reference them. They're just there for you to play with, right?
Because they were never there to begin with.
Exactly. Yeah. But they actually, this is more like a director's cut. Like, they really found a way to seamlessly put in this character. And actually, there's another character as well that's put in there, a little bit more of a secondary one. But they do a really good job. Like, you play this now, and the first version seems like it was incomplete.
Really?
Yeah, it was actually really, really good.
Do you know how many people we got that responded to the Final Fantasy VII Remake?
A few. There were a few of them, but yes, the Final Fantasy VII Remake is, of course, on there. I'm sure will be a contender for Game of the Year.
Robbie, can you give me your like, you beat it how long ago?
Back in March.
Okay, do you have any post-thoughts now that we've been a couple months on?
I don't know that I have properly made peace with the game yet. As a piece of media.
What did it do to
you? Look,
like
as
a kidnapped your cat or something.
As a piece of media, as a game, it's a flawless game. Like, it's fine. Anyone who picks it up for the first time is going to have fun with it, start to finish. It's a masterpiece. As a remake,
he's hurt right now.
I just as a fan, they essentially said, like, hey, look, this is the remake, but it's not just the remake. It's also like a continuation of the story, but now they know that it happened, and now it's going to be different going forward. And it's the concept is fine, but as an original fan, you know, we were afraid that there's no way that they can just remake this game. Even now,
I think you broke Robbie. I think you broke him.
Four months later, however long it's been since then, like I still don't know how to feel about it. And I don't think I will until we get whatever part two is, or maybe even part three, until they actually finish it.
Ah, so it left you on a bit of a cliffhanger there.
I mean, to really judge it, I need more than just the first part of it. Oh, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Yes, we can tell. All right, if you enjoyed those responses, remember, you can always include yours by commenting on our social media, and that's at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter. But however, we really want to talk to you on the phone. So if you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 1-833-557-0974. You can even call and ask us any kind of question you feel the experts here at Checkpoint XP should be able to answer. That's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to us on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com. I want to give a big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and producer Callie for helping put this episode together. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at CheckpointXP. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the show, and we'll talk to you again on the next level.